More than 500 firefighters are combating two large wildfires in Southern California. Nearly 500 homes are threatened by a 3,200-acre blaze in Riverside County, where about 2,000 people have been evacuated and are taking refuge in a local high school. In northern Los Angeles County, a 2,800-acre fire has forced hundreds of people from their homes. In Nevada, firefighters have contained a blaze that destroyed 15 homes and for a time threatened the governor's mansion. Jeff Sedovic is president of the California State Firefighters Association. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
What can you tell us about the fires in Southern California? What's the latest?
The latest is that they seem to be getting a handle on most of these fires. I know the one that's in northern Los Angeles County that you mentioned, near Lake Hughes, seems to be somewhat contained, and they're allowing some of the residents to return to homes. Unfortunately, very near that location in the Santa Clarita Valley, they had another fire break out just south of that location, which threatened many homes, ranches, and a very large horse ranch. That particular one, they seem to have evaded any encroachment into those homes, although it is still burning up into the hills, and there's a possibility it may threaten some of the mountain communities. None of the homes in that particular area are an immediate threat.
Mm-hmm. What have you heard about the causes of these latest fires?
There's some various causes. I believe one of them was attributed to a lightning strike. The Lake Hughes fire, they're suspecting arson. And the fire I just mentioned that occurred south of the Lake Hughes fire, the Pine Fire, they believe was started by a red-tailed hawk that was electrocuted because it landed on some high-tension wires and then fell into the brush.
Well, it's less than a year since the October-November wildfires that charred some 750,000 acres of Southern California and killed 23 people. Drought conditions, I understand, remain bad in the area. What preparations are your people making as the summer progresses?
After the large fires that we had last year, the governor, actually both governors, jointly, before Governor Davis left office, put together a Blue Ribbon Commission. The Blue Ribbon Commission had fire professionals from throughout the state and federal resources also. I had the fortunate opportunity to sit on that commission. We made some recommendations to the governor's office on some immediate changes that could be made to try and help mitigate this type of incident in the future. And some of those recommendations were acted upon rather swiftly, which is fortunate for the fire service in California to help battle these particular fires.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of longer-term steps can be taken to guard against these fires, which seem to erupt on an annual basis?
A lot of it has to do with public awareness and public compliance to making your home defendable. As these cities in Southern California expand and sprawl out into this interface with this brush and wildland, it's a challenge to educate the builders and the homeowners of the importance of clearance around their homes. Clearing the brush, putting in fire-safe landscape is of vital importance. There's a few little things that you can do living in the wildland aside from building a concrete bunker to make your home fire safe, you know, such as using fire-safe materials, staying away from your wood-shake roofs, you know, having closed eaves. So basically the external portions of the home are fire-safe and not vulnerable to blowing embers.
Jeff Sedovic is president of the California State Firefighters Association. Thanks for joining us this morning, Jeff.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.